Saturday, the day of rest, was the day chosen for our expulsion. The night before we had sat down to the traditional Friday night meal, we had said the customary blessings over the bread and the wine, and swallowed the food in silence. We sensed that we were gathered around the familial table for the last time. I spent that night going over memories and ideas and was unable to fall asleep. At dawn, we were in the street, ready to leave. This time there were no Hungarian police. It had been agreed that the Jewish council would handle everything by itself. Our convoy headed toward the main synagogue. The town seemed deserted, but behind the shutters, our friends of yesterday were probably waiting for the moment when they could loot our homes. The synagogue resembled a large railroad station. Baggage and tears. The altar was shattered, the wall coverings shredded, the walls themselves bare. There were so many of us we could hardly breathe. The 24 hours we spent there were horrendous. The men were downstairs, the women upstairs. It was Saturday, the Sabbath. And it was as though we were there to attend services. Forbidden to go outside, people relieved themselves in a corner. The next morning we walked toward the station, where a convoy of cattle cars was waiting. The Hungarian police made us climb into the cars, 80 persons in each one. They handed us some bread, a few pails of water. They checked the bars on the windows to make sure they would not come loose. The cars were sealed. One person was placed in charge of every car. If someone managed to escape, that person would be shot. Two Gestapo officers strolled down the length of the platform. They were all smiles. All things considered, it had gone very smoothly. A prolonged whistle pierced the air. The wheels began to grind. We were on our way.